You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Buckle up, people. It's Friday. I got theories. I've got stories. I've got takes. I'm going crazy here over the last 24 hours with everything that has happened to me personally, with the article that I've just written for Sports 1140 KHDK that I want you to check out, with the fact that the Kings lost to the freaking New Orleans Pelicans. Are you kidding me? It's just been a crazy 24 hours, and let me get it all off my chest here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage each and every single weekday. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, this is the place for you. You're in the right spot if you call yourself a Sacramento Kings fan. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. Like I said in the intro, we got so much stuff to get to. The first, I'm just going to get out of the way. I have a little bit of a story to tell. Not that you guys care about me, not just you guys care about baseball, but I talked about it a little bit on yesterday's podcast. I think I've had the worst about 12 to 15 hour period of being a sports fan, maybe of my entire life. I was excited. I've been a diehard Oakland A's fan for many, many years, and I have the opportunity, like I do, to cover the Kings. I also get to cover the Oakland Athletics for KHDK. So immediately following my normal duties in the morning at KHDK and recording the Locked On Kings podcast yesterday, I grabbed a bunch of cameras and I jumped into my car with the idea that I was going to go to opening day A's versus Angels at the Coliseum. And I was going to be able to put together a cool behind-the-scenes video for all of our KHDK viewers and listeners on YouTube and on KHDK.com. Well, I got all the way to Berkeley, and my car broke down. Last year on opening day, I had the idea to do the same thing, and I got halfway to the Coliseum, and I got rear-ended, so I didn't make it last year. This year, I get all the way to Berkeley, and my car broke down. I was having transmission issues, acceleration issues. I was afraid I was going to get dead on the worst part of the freeway, that stretch on I-80 right before you choose to either go towards Oakland or go on the Bay Bridge to San Francisco. If you have driven that before, you know that it is always busy no matter the time of day, with the exception of maybe like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but there are always a lot of cars there. And if you get stuck there, not only is it doomsday for you, you ruin the days of pretty much everybody else there. So I decided to pull over in Berkeley. I noticed my car started smoking a little bit, and I was not able to make it to the game. I had to ride with a very nice tow truck driver all the way back to Sacramento for my car to get looked at. I had to go specifically to the dealership in order to have my warranty upheld and for them to do the work needed without me having to fork out a couple $1,000s. So that happened. Also, yesterday, like I mentioned, the Kings lost to the New Orleans Pelicans, which we'll talk about here in just a second. And my champion in my pool, my betting pool for the NCAA tournament, Tennessee, they lost in overtime to Purdue yesterday. So in 12 hours, I lost my NCAA tournament pool. I lost my ability to go to opening day, and I watched the Kings lose to the New Orleans Pelicans, who are without their two best players in Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday. Hasn't been fun, but today, things have gotten better. I'm here recording the Locked On Kings podcast, which is always good, and I'm always excited to do, even if I'm talking about negative Kings stuff. And today, I had a theory presented to me by Carmichael Day. You heard him on yesterday's podcast. He's the morning show host here at KHDK. I interact with him, Kyle Madsen, and all the KHDK crew in the morning every single day. That's when I'm in the KHDK studios. And he presented a Kings and Vlade-related theory that I thought was fascinating. I went into more detail about it, looked, did some research, and ended up writing an article that is up now on KHDK.com. I'm going to talk about that more following my recap of the Kings and their loss to the Pelicans. But to tease it a little bit, just so I encourage you to stick around to check it out, the theory that Carmichael Dave presented that actually has some weight to it is Vlade Divac trying to rebuild the early 2000 Kings, and is Nikola Vucevic the missing piece that the Kings are going to bring in this summer and max out this summer? It's a legitimate question. It's an interesting theory, and we'll talk about it more here in just a little bit. But the Sacramento Kings, they lost to the New Orleans Pelicans last night, 121-118. Unbelievable. I mean, just believable. It was a close game pretty much all the way through. The Pelicans led by 9 points. That was their biggest lead. The Kings' biggest lead was 5. But there's absolutely zero excuse for losing to a team, maybe the team with the worst home court advantage in the league. So I don't want to hear anything about the Kings playing on the road. They weren't on the second night of a back-to-back. And they were killed not just by Julius Randle, who's a great young player. And I'm not here to besmirch Julius Randle. I think he's fantastic. I know a lot of Kings fans wanted him here in Sacramento. And I love Julius Randle and what he's becoming and what he's developing into. He had 34 points on 12 of 24 shooting last night. Also finished with 10 rebounds and 3 assists. He had a fantastic game. And I'm okay with Julius Randle getting 34 points. But to allow 25 points from Christian Wood, and let's be honest, have you ever heard of Christian Wood before this game? Let me know, at @MattGeorgeKHTK on Twitter, email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Be honest, have you ever heard of or seen or paid attention to Christian Wood ever before this game? Because that man wearing the number 35 in 27 minutes of action went 11 of 16 from the field and finished with 25 points. He also had 9 rebounds. You also gave up 12 points and 9 rebounds to Jahlil Okafor. Elfrid Payton, who's a good player, scored 16 points. Stanley Johnson, 10 points off the bench. But you allowed somebody named Christian Wood, and I'm really not trying to bag on the guy or be rude or mean to the guy at all, but you allowed Christian Wood, a perennial at best role player in the NBA, to score 25 points on you, and that's why you lost. You didn't just get beat by the best player on the floor for the Pelicans, which was Julius Randle, which was fine. You let Christian Wood score 25 points and you lost. Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox did everything they could. 27 points for Buddy Hield, 25 for De'Aaron Fox. Hield went 11 for 21. Fox went 11 for 22. Fox also had 12 assists in this game. You got 18 points from Willie Cauley-Stein, also had 12 rebounds, so he had another decent game after a good game in the win against the Dallas Mavericks. Only 10 points from Harrison Barnes, though. He went 3 of 10 from the field. He wasn't very good. Nemanja Bjelica only played 8 minutes, had 0 points. Marvin Bagley struggled off the bench, 4 of 12 from the field, 10 points. Did have 8 rebounds, though. And Bogdan Bogdanović had 14 points, went 6 of 10 from the field. But you got little to no production from Kosta, from Yogi, or from Corey Brewer, and each of them played at least 13 minutes. You got very little production from your bench while you allowed Christian Wood off the Pelicans bench to absolutely destroy you. There is zero excuse for this. This is where the Kings need to continue to mentally grow and get better. You cannot take any team for granted in the NBA unless you are the most established superstar team on the planet, like the Warriors. You can't do it. The Kings are not good enough to say, oh, we're taking on the Pelicans and they don't have Anthony Davis and they're not playing Jrue Holiday. Well, then this is going to be a an easy win. Maybe we think that from a fan perspective, and it should have been an easy win if the Kings played like they're supposed to and like they normally play. But they didn't. They took the team for granted. They sleptwalked through most of this game, scrambled at the end, and lost. Now, we didn't expect them to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. But if they were in the playoff hunt, like really in the playoff hunt, within 1-2 games, and they had dropped a game like this, we would be a whole lot angrier than we are now. And many of us are already pretty angry here in Sacramento, right? That they lost this game. These are games that you just look back on and just scratch your head like, how did that happen? How did the Kings allow Christian Wood to score 25? How did the Kings, who were 37-37, lose to a Pelicans team who's 32-45 without their two best players? It makes no sense. Kings are back under 500, 37-38 on the season. They now have 2 very difficult games to end this road trip. They have the Rockets and they have the Spurs on back-to-back nights. And then they come home, have another meeting with the Rockets. I mean, out of the remainder of this season, this was probably the most winnable game other than the meeting with the Pelicans at home that you have later on this season in a couple of weeks. But this was an absolutely inexcusable loss. The Kings should be ashamed. They should be embarrassed. I know Buddy Hield was ashamed and angry after the game, and he was very vocal with his post-game comments, which is fine, which is great. I'm okay with that. The Kings should be ashamed and embarrassed of this effort or lack thereof and the fact that they lost to the Pelicans and allowed the Pelicans to shoot 51% from the field. It's inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. Only bright spot is the Kings had another good game from free throw shooting land. 14 of 16, 87%. That's great. Whoop-de-doo. Their assist to turnover ratio was also pretty good. But a loss to the Pelicans, allowing Christian Wood to score 25 points. Disgusting, really. Disappointing, shameful, embarrassing. Some Kings fans took to Twitter to naturally overreact, and that's okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do, fine. It is an overreaction to say that losses like this are cause for Jaeger to be fired or for players to be traded or benched. But it isn't an overreaction to say that losses like this are embarrassing and the Kings should be ashamed. That's not an overreaction whatsoever. Got to bounce back. Against the Houston Rockets, though. Good luck with that one. So this morning, I was getting work done, and it was about 5:30 in the morning. I'm at the KHDK studios. I arrive at KHDK and get my work done at about 4:30 Pacific time is when I arrive here at KHDK in the morning and just start my normal work day. And Carmichael Dave comes bursting in at about 5:30, 5:45 before his show starts at 6 o'clock, and he presents this theory. And he had this epiphany that he was thinking about this morning while he was on his way in. And when he presented it to me at first, I kind of rolled my eyes and I thought, okay, this is a good radio conversation and a radio bit, maybe something fun, but not anything with any serious weight to it. But the more he was talking and the more we went back and forth and discussed it, the more that there's some actually pretty legitimate comparisons. He walked in and he presented to me this theory that the Kings were going to try and bring Nikola Vucevic to the Sacramento Kings this summer in free agency, and they would max him out and bring him to Sacramento. We know that there's a natural interest there between the Kings and Vucevic because the Kings need a big man. They need someone to help with rebounding. Vucevic definitely helps with that. Not to mention, he's a European center, and we know Vlade has great connections with European players in general, not just big men. So he seems to fit right up Vlade's alley. But then Dave presented this spin to it. Vlade wants specifically to go out and get Vucevic because Vucevic could be, production-wise, the numbers guy and the equivalent to what Vlade was for the Kings in the late 90s, early 2000s, in the glory years. Dave's theory is that Vlade Divac is trying to rebuild or build a modern copy of that early 2000s Kings team that nearly won a championship, that should have won a championship, with this current Kings core. The comparisons are as follows. De'Aaron Fox is this team's Mike Bibby. Harrison Barnes is this team's Doug Christie. Buddy Hield is this team's Peja Stojakovic. Marvin Bagley is potentially and hopefully this team's Chris Webber. And Nikola Vucevic would be this team's Vlade Divac. Now it goes farther than that. Harry Giles, this team's Scott Pollard, only more talented as an offensive player. But that energy and hustle guy. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, assuming he continues to come off the bench, is this team's Bobby Jackson. So we started talking about it and thinking about it more and more. And then I decided, you know what, this would be a fun thing to explore and write an article on for KHDK. So I did that. It took me about 2.5 hours this morning, researching, doing numbers, making comparisons, and guys, it's pretty crazy. Like, I'm not going to say, and I'm not going to claim that this is Vlade's plan. And if Vlade were to go out publicly and say, I am trying right now to rebuild the early 2000 Kings, then he would probably be laughed at and ridiculed and would be probably another example of him putting his own foot in his mouth. But there are some pretty significant and creative comparisons here. The first one I'll offer is Mike Bibby compared to De'Aaron Fox. Mike Bibby was the clutch scorer for this Kings team, and De'Aaron Fox has not been afraid to shy away from that role. Or I should say Mike Bibby was the clutch scorer for the Kings team of old, and De'Aaron Fox is pretty much the go-to guy in the clutch for this team. We saw that a few times his rookie season, and we've seen that this season. Mike Bibby is not the floor general, or I should say is not the passer, at least statistically, isn't the passer that De'Aaron Fox is right now. Mike Bibby didn't have to be. Remember, so much of the offense ran through Vlade and Chris Webber specifically, so Bibby didn't have to be the Allen Iverson or Jason Williams type pass-first point guard. But three-point shooting percentage-wise, the similarities are pretty crazy. Mike Bibby shot 37% from beyond the arc in his seven seasons with the Kings. He averaged 17.6 points and 5.4 assists, shooting 37% from three-point range. This season, De'Aaron Fox is shooting 36% from three-point range, is averaging 17.6 points per game, the same as Bibby, and his assists are up from last year 4.4 to this year 7.3. So in his second year, and again, it's a small sample size, but in his second year, De'Aaron Fox is putting up equal scoring numbers and better passing numbers than Mike Bibby did in his career with the Sacramento Kings. I know, it's a small sample size, but the idea that De'Aaron Fox could become a better version of Mike Bibby for this Kings unit, I'm a huge fan of that idea. You can also draw the comparisons between Doug Christie and Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes is a better overall scorer than Doug Christie was, but Doug Christie has the slight edge in defending, but the Kings have gotten loads better as a defensive team since adding Harrison Barnes. Kings had a defensive rating of 110.4, which was 21st in the NBA before the trade, and since the debut, they're now 11th with 109.1 defensive rating with Harrison Barnes. Peja Stojakovic and Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is shooting a better three-point shooting percentage and is scoring more threes this season than Peja did in a season with the Kings. But also that has to do with a lot of the modern NBA. And what made Peja so effective was how well he fit as a floor spacer alongside Weber and Vlade. And I could definitely see Buddy Hield being that for both Bagley and Vucevic. The Chris Weber-Marvin Bagley comparison, though, is maybe the most fascinating. The only way that I could compare these guys, of course Marvin Bagley is not on the level of Chris Weber. Of course he's not. Of course. You want him to be, and potentially he can be, and there's some in Sacramento that believe he can be. But of course he's not there right now as a rookie. The only comparison I could make is looking at Chris Webber's stats over the course of his Kings career. He played seven seasons with the Kings, averaged 38.8 minutes per game over those seven seasons, and in those 38 minutes, he averaged 23.5 points, 10.6 rebounds, and shot 47% from the field. So I looked at the games this season that Marvin Bagley was playing 30 or more minutes. 12 games this season that Marvin Bagley has played 30 or more minutes. He's averaging 22.1 points, which is only a point less than Weber. He's averaging 10.7 rebounds, which is 0.1 rebounds more than Weber. And he's shooting 54% from the field, which is 7 more percent than Weber. I'm aware, once again, and I'll say it 1,000 times, it's a small sample size. And I'm not saying right now that Marvin Bagley is the equivalent or better than Chris Weber. That's not what I'm saying whatsoever. But from the small sample size that we have gotten, and from the times where Marvin Bagley is playing starter-level minutes, 30-plus minutes per game, similar to what Weber did in his time as a King, their numbers are almost the same. Now, Weber has an edge in assists. He averages just shy of 5 assists per game over his Kings career. Marvin Bagley is less than 2. But Marvin Bagley has the edge in three-point shooting. Because Chris Webber never shot better than 29% from three-point range in a season with the Kings. And over the last month, Marvin Bagley is shooting 47% from three-point range. So there's give and take. But if Marvin Bagley could be the Chris Webber for this Kings team, I mean, statistically, you're seeing right there, there is a possibility and there are similarities. And the whole point of this entire comparison, this entire idea, is not to look at each player individually, but look at the cohesive unit that the Kings were in the early 2000s, and that's why they had so much success, because they played together, and seeing if Vlade putting together a new cohesive unit could result in the same level or better production. That's the whole idea here. So finally, the last piece is Vucevic, who could be the Vlade Divac, the missing piece. The Kings would have to pay max money to get Vucevic to come here, and he would instantly become the best free agent that the Kings have ever gotten, replacing Vlade Divac when the Kings got Vlade in 1998. Vucevic, pretty much across the board, with the exception of assists and blocks, is better than Vlade statistically. And the biggest concern that people have with Vucevic for this team is his fit with the run-and-gun style. But if you remember, if you watch those old Kings teams, they weren't known as a primary fast-break team, but they got up and down the floor quickly. And Vlade was on the floor a lot with those squads, and he's not a fast center by any means. But he started the break. He's the one that got the rebounds and got the outlet pass out. And the Kings did just fine running and getting up and down the floor quickly with Vlade on the floor. So why couldn't they be with Vucevic? If Vucevic is the one grabbing the defensive rebound and outlet passing to one of the guards to start the fast break, how does that stop the other four players, Bagley, Hield, Barnes, and Fox? How does that stop them from running the floor and getting up and down the floor quickly? Not all five guys need to be able to run to be an effective transition team. I think it's fascinating. It's a fascinating comparison. I go into much more detail in the article itself. So I encourage you, after this is done, if you are interested, go to khdk.com right now. The article is titled, "Is Vlade Divac or Divac Building a Modern Copy of the Early 2000s Sacramento Kings?" I posted it on my social media as well, at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. It's also on KHDK's Twitter account. Let me know what you think. Read it, respond to it on Twitter, or email me, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I think it's fascinating, and I think it's fun, and it's a great conversation. And it's a crazy mad scientist basketball theory. I might have to have Carmichael Dave on in the very near future again for us to go back and forth and discuss this, because I think it's awesome. I think it's crazy. I think it's out of left field, but it's fun. And I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed writing this article a lot. Before we wrap up, I wanted to talk to you guys about this app called Himalaya. You need to check this app out. I know a lot of people use multiple different apps to be able to listen to the Locked On Kings podcast or to listen to any of the Locked On podcasts or just any podcasts in general. And Himalaya is a new one that's been added to the fray recently, and it's actually incredible. I've now switched to it. I use it for all the podcasts that I listen to, and I really, really encourage you to check it out and try it. If you're looking for an all-exclusive, like all-in-one-place podcast app, if you're tired of using iTunes or tired of using Spotify or just want to separate things and are looking just for a good app to listen to podcasts, Himalaya, it's spelled H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A. You need to go and check it out. You can get all of the Locked On Kings podcasts, all of the Locked On NBA, all of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, Locked On MLB, Locked On NFL. You can get it all on Himalaya, and I highly encourage you to check it out. Also, you heard me talk about it earlier this week, but I got to mention it again. Wyze Cameras is fantastic to use if you are trying to find a home security system or just a home camera system for both the inside and the outside of your house. It gives you incredible peace of mind to be able to at any time open an app on your phone and see what's going on around your house, if you have a pet or kids that you're leaving at home, if you're on a road trip and your wife and kids are at home, or vice versa, if you're on a road trip and your husband and kids are at home and you want to make sure he's not burning the house down or destroying the kids, check out Wyze. Get these cameras. They're extremely, extremely affordable. And I mean extremely affordable, like $20 a pop for these things. You set them up, full 1080p HD. Images are so clear you won't miss a thing. Also has night vision, two-way audio. You download the app to your phone. You press it. You're instantly looking at all these different cameras in your house. Check out Wyze. They are fantastic. They also have free rolling 14-day cloud storage that's going on right now. No subscriptions or anything like that. You're not going to be paying monthly or anything. You pay for the cameras and you pay for the storage space for the video, and that's it. Super cheap, super efficient. Go and check it out. Wyze Cams. Thank you for listening to today's Locked on Kings podcast. I appreciate everybody. Again, respond to the theory that Carmichael, Dave, and I presented. Read the article. Let me know what you think about that. If you want to talk about the Kings' loss last night to the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm sure many have feelings about that. Let me know at @MattGeorgeKHTK on Twitter, or you can reach me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Email anytime you would like. I try and respond and read all of them. If you have a second to head over to iTunes or Himalaya or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a review, please do. That helps us out a ton. Also lets me know how we can improve as a podcast and how I can improve as a host. And I will be back after this weekend on Monday, and we will chat everything Kings for next week. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy baseball season being back. Enjoy all the Kings action this weekend. Enjoy NCAA March Madness. Just have a good weekend in general, and I will speak with you on Monday. My name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.